Wait, there was something I was going to say.
I have something to say.
What? Oh,
what are you laughing at?
Oh, gosh. Where is this going?
Neither one of you have noticed that I am down almost 20 pounds. Neither one of you have said a goddamn thing.
We complimented you right before the break.
First of all, don't take the Lord's name in vain. Second,
I lost more over break.
Also, would it be weird if one of us one day was just like, Mel?
Yeah, you look skinny.
Did you lose like an estimated 20 pounds?
Look, guys can't.
I knew I was overweight. Yes, it does. I knew I was overweight.
It's a double standard when it comes to weights, okay? Because one, if we said like, oh, like, are you fat? Like, you could just be like, I'm pregnant, you a-hole.
Don't use that word. I don't like that word, the F word.
Okay, so then why would we say you're skinny? Because that would imply that you were the F word.
You knew I was talking about trying to lose some weight.
First of all, and I will say this, which you did not acknowledge.
What?
Us saying it. But we both said you look great back the Friday before we left.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was your goal day, remember? On the air we did where you ran on the treadmill a half mile in under 5 minutes. Your goal was to lose, and your goal was to lose like 10 pounds or something. You lost 15 or something.
Right.
And we're very proud of you.
And
still.
We were very proud of you, and we said you look great.
Yeah.
Or that felt conveniently like, forgetting that.
That felt obligatory.
Obligatory?
Oh, here we go.
What we were doing. You've worked with me long enough to know that I am not obligated to do anything. I never feel obligated. I will do what I want when I want it. Unless my wife is asking me. Then I will do it whenever
I do love that spin zone, though. Like, you guys haven't complimented me. We complimented you a while back. Yeah, but you didn't mean it.
Yeah, you had to compliment me then.
It's like, what?
No, you do. You do legitimately look
yeah,
great.
Yeah, you look great.
What?
I have 10 more to go, or 15.
Jeez, what are you going to be rail thin? My gosh, you weren't big to begin with.
Yeah, I actually was. Like, I really, really, I enjoyed it. But I really did not take care of myself. I was lazy and I ate a lot. Now, it was fun.
I enjoyed it. It was the best year of my life.
It was really nice to sit around and eat candy or like treats or as much as I want without thinking about it. I paid the price later. And like I said, it was fun, but I had to nix that.
So what
I mean?
Did you do? What did like, what was like, what would you say? Because like I'm kind of where you were at last year. Like, honestly, and I will admit it, and this is not a shot at the suburbs at all.
Here we go.
Which means this is a shot at the suburbs.
But I think most people in the suburbs would agree with me, which is why it's not a shot. When you move to the suburbs,
no.
You put on a packed on 10 pounds, whether you like it or not.
Are you calling it the suburban 10?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
So you've put on 10?
I've put on 10 pounds since moving to the suburbs, and I threw out my back once. I have gotten so unhealthy since moving to the suburbs. And it's not because... It's because I'm walking a lot less. Like, in the city, I walked everywhere. I walked to pick up every day to pick up my daughter from daycare. I walked there. I would walk a lot more in the city, like, to and from work. If I took the train and I would walk to the train and back. There was a lot more walking involved. Now, when you live in the suburbs, you're driving everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Like, how long have you been in the suburbs from the city now?
6 months. Seven.
Okay. And could it have anything to do with having almost 2-year-old and a newborn?
No, because my daughter didn't come until 3 months into that, and I was already putting on pounds mm-hmm. when my daughter got here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, it has nothing to do with having two kids rather than one. Trust me. Because
if you claimed you put on baby weight, that would be bad. That's a bad look. If the husband claims, yeah, put on some baby weight, essentially.
But that is true, though. That is true. My mom literally just said last night, we were hanging out, and she said my dad put on like baby weight during her pregnancy.
Do you know what that's called? That's called sympathy weight.
Yes. Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, that is a thing. It is a thing, Kyle. If anything, if you're looking to get fat, get your wife pregnant.
I'm good. Sounds like a very expensive way just to make excuses.
Yeah, it's very expensive and it doesn't go away for 18 years.
So what are you going to do about your suburban 10?
That's why I'm kind of asking, because I have gotten unhealthy and I'm looking for ways. And so the steps I've taken thus far, I'm doing the Katie Neal, which is that's what we're calling it. trying to work out every day or do some sort of workout every day for 365 days.
Okay, so Katie Neal, obviously on US 99, she's on air. And is she doing this because she's getting married?
No, I think she's already married.
Did that? I thought she was just...
Maybe she is getting married, but I thought she was already married. But yeah, I think she's just doing it just for a healthy lifestyle type thing.
Well, that's nice.
And yeah, the week you were out, we had her on to talk about it.
Right. Yeah,
and she basically laid out like advice and tips. She was like, make it easy on yourself. Don't try and like work out, because that's what I would do. Whenever I would work out, I feel like, well, I have to work out for an hour or else it doesn't count.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, if you can work out 10, 20 minutes, if you can just go for a walk. She goes, the first 3 months that I did this, all I did was walk.
Mm.
And I counted that as like a workout. And so I was like, okay, well, I can do that. And I think that's a good step to get like to at least do something. So like last night, right before bed, I did yoga for 10 minutes.
Oh. You did yoga?
I did yoga. Who have I become?
That's nice.
Who are you?
I'm suburban now,
that's
okay?
That's a Melissa thing.
That's what we do in the suburbs. Am I right, Mel?
What the heck? I can't believe you did yoga.
So I'm like doing this now. And then I'm also trying to drink way more water.
Good idea.
I'm doing a dry-ish January. Kyle and I talked about this last
dry-ish.
Week. It's a moist January.
Don't get me started, but okay.
Every day that isn't a Friday or Saturday, I am not
drinking. As long as there's not football on TV.
No, that was making that up. That was
now that football is basically wrapped up. Yeah, dude, I was kidding. That was a joke.
No, because there's most... I don't drink on Sundays now, and there's so much football on Sundays.
Remember?
And it's so hard.
Mel, you weren't here last week, but do you remember around this time last year, exactly at this time last year, when I was doing a dry January?
I remember.
And there was one person in the studio who wouldn't get off my back about it and even got mad at me for doing it.
It was me.
I remember. His name's Austin Huff.
Interesting that a year later he's almost copying.
It's January. If you asked me to go out on a Friday or Saturday, we would be drinking together. We would be cheersing.
Well, that defeats the whole purpose anyway, so.
And if you just ask me out, he doesn't ask me out ever.
Excuse me. What happened last weekend, sir?
He goes, you want to watch the Bears game at my place? And I'm like, I have two kids. There's no way I'm going to be able to get away. And then also I had to pick up my mom from the airport. So I was like, so I had to text him and be like, I can't make that.
Can I ask you guys a question about moist January?
You can always ask us about moist January.
Okay. If you guys are cutting back and not drinking during the week and only drinking on the weekends, does that cause you to drink more because...
Oh, like on the weekends? Like on the days that you are drinking?
Yes.
Ooh, good question.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah,
because are you kind of like...
Like you got to fit it all in.
Yeah, you're like putting it all in 2 days?
I've curved... Like last year during dry January, I felt like I thought... I thought about drinking... The first couple of weeks, you think about it like, oh, I could, but I can't. Like one of those. And then I just got easier. And this year, I'm not doing it because I feel in a good place.
Yeah, you're not doing it at all, right?
No, I'm not. I feel in a good place with my drinking because I have cut back. I usually just drink on the weekends. Maybe I'll have like a drink on a Thursday.
Did you
like,
cut back because you were running? Is that when you started cutting back?
No, it was a little bit before. I kind of just felt like I was getting in a bad rut with it of like, hey, I'm going to drink on like, I'm going to have a beer on a Monday. And then it'd be like, I'd not drink on Tuesday. And then Wednesday I'd be like, oh, I could have another beer. Yeah. And it's like, I didn't want to do that anymore.
And keep in mind, the Bears went 2-14 last year.
I should have drank more. Don't talk about that.
Right.
So I was in a bad rut with it. So I decided to do dry January just to reset it. And it, for the most part, has, because I don't really drink on the weekdays anymore. The only days I really drink is like Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right, right.
And even then, I don't... Maybe I'll have a cocktail or a beer tonight for dinner. And then even on Fridays, like last weekend, Saturday I had drinks, like multiple. But even on Friday, I was like, I had a beer. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm good. I don't need more. Like, if I'm not, like, especially because, like, we wake up early. So it's like by Friday, by like 9 p.m., I'm like, I'm tired. I don't want
to
be
Do you know what this says to me?
What?
About him?
What?
He's getting old.
Oh yeah,
you're maturing.
I don't get drunk anymore. It's wild.
Yeah, right. You know what I love about Fridays and Saturdays is
what?
Drinking caffeine after 2 p.m.
It's so nice
after 2 p.m. because like when
what's that like? I don't do that.
You don't do it at all?
Never. I've never done it.
What do you mean never?
I've never.
You've
ever.
Never had
You've
caffeine.
Never had caffeine?
Not recently.
You drink coffee every morning.
Yeah, but I don't drink. That's it. I don't drink it after the morning. That's it.
Seriously?
I've never. Not even
but you
one time.
You get a nap in almost every day, right?
I'd say less than I used to. I'd say probably 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay.
During the week.
So, yeah. See, like, I very rarely get naps. So, like, I almost need that second boost after we leave here.
Yeah.
And so I'll swing by my local Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. And then I'll get, like, a coffee or something to kind of get me through. But on the weekends, especially Friday and Saturday, I want to be up late because it's the one night I can be up late.
I do that
late.
Too, yeah.
And so I will drink an espresso
at or night?
A coffee. Not at night. Well, like at like anywhere from 4 to 6 p.m. Yeah.
What?
That's a little late.
I'll do it. But I'm also one of those guys where like I could drink an espresso and probably go right to sleep.
Mm.
Like it does wake me up, but it also like I could sleep whenever I want to almost. I'm a freaking vampire. Do vampires sleep? They sleep.
They
right?
sleep during the day.
During the day.
They stay
up
all
night.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, I could sleep. I'm like a vampire. I'm like a reverse vampire.
Stay up all... So a person? Right?
That's absolutely
That's
true.
Staying up all day and going to bed at night. Man.
Yeah.
You abnormal SOB.
Wow. I'm a person.
You're a regular
I'm like
human.
A person. Have you guys heard of these things?
Have you heard of this sleep schedule where you sleep from like 9 to 7?
No, but
why?
Like, I can like go to sleep on command. If you ask me right now, I could go to sleep. Do you want me to try? Finish the podcast.
No. You can go to sleep. I'm just going to point out that of the three of us, one of us particularly has a really bad problem with going to sleep late. Would you agree, Melissa?
Well, I think two of us do, but one is worse than the other.
It's not the act of falling asleep. I don't have a problem with falling asleep. I have a problem with going to bed, like getting into bed and getting ready for bed. That's my problem. It's not like I can't sleep because I physically cannot.
That is just such a...
I'm laying down right now.
Such a spin zone. I just...
It is. That's exactly it, though. I mean, like, I'm not like...
I'm not a bad driver. I just have, like, issues driving. You know? Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not that I'm not a good driver. I have trouble getting to my car. That's what I have trouble doing.
I have trouble navigating to my car.
Yeah, like I just like don't.
First of all, don't spin this so you can fall asleep on the podcast, by the way. Get your head up.
No,
you're working.
If Melissa leaves in almost every episode, I can take a nap in one episode.
No, you can't.
Actually, you cannot.
You got to wake up. My gosh.
Okay, wake up.
Wake up. Did you ever play the game Don't Wake Daddy?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That woke him up.
That woke him up real dang quick.
What?
Don't Wake Daddy over
I've never
there.
Played
Daddy was
that.
The funniest game ever.
I don't.
What game is that?
It's like a board game.
Not that kind of daddy, Mel.
Yeah, like a who's your daddy?
Don't Wake Zaddy.
Don't Wake Daddy. All right, Mel. She's like,
it's like a board game where it's like there's a father asleep in the middle and the kids are going around. I don't remember the full game, but I remember at one point his alarm goes off.
And you have to like hit the alarm so many times.
Yeah.
And like you don't know when daddy's going to wake up.
Oh.
So it's like you could land on a space and it's like hit the alarm 4 times.
Yeah.
And you'd be like 1, 2, 3, 4. And if he doesn't wake up, you're like, all right, good. I didn't wake daddy.
Don't
I didn't wake daddy.
Oh, God.
So much dirtier
that
when you say it like
so
that.
It is.
Creepy.
Isn't it funny if like if they redid that?
Don't wake me, daddy.
They redid the commercial. If it just became adults whispering, it changes the entire game.
If you think about it, like everyone who played it back in the day is like our age now.
Yeah.
So we're all adults now. So they could re-release that game as an adults only version.
Don't wake daddy.
Don't wake daddy.
If daddy wakes up, what does he do?
Oh, his hat flies off.
Is that code for something?
No.
Is that code for something?
No, his nightcap literally falls off.
Oh, don't wake daddy's hat will fly off.
Don't wake daddy. You'll see his hat go flying across the room.
What else comes off?
Daddy's nightgown.
The fact that he was wearing a nightgown.
Yeah, why does daddy's nightgown come off when he wakes up?
Should I get into the nightgown life? Because I'm into robe life right now. And robe life, let me tell you, game changer.
My daughter's in robe life right now.
It's really?
2 years old.
I recommend it. I saw my wife live in it for years and was like, like, who needs a rope?
Yeah.
I needed a rope. It is awesome.
Really? Okay.
Now,
do you have one of those thick ones?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm also going to get a summer robe, too, that's a little bit lighter so I can keep rocking in the summer.
As a robe novice, let me ask you this.
Let's hear it.
My daughter's in the robe life after my wife was in, like you, my wife was in the robe life for way longer than I was. Yeah. And I was always like, oh, that's, she looks cozy, but I would never rock a robe. Then my daughter got one. Then I'm like starting to be like, okay, everyone's got robes but me. I need a robe. And then, so I'm like, do I get in the robe life? My question is, do you wear anything under the robe, or do you go naked?
Are you seriously asking
that question? Right now?
I think it's a fair question.
It really, I will say this:
my wife will wear stuff underneath. Sometimes it's kind of a buzzkill.
It's a. It's 50-50 for me.
Okay,
there are, because often I'm wearing it out of the shower. Like I dry off, and then I'm still in the bathroom. Obviously, I don't have my clothes, so I just put the robe on and hang.
And you feel like a king.
It's like awesome. But there are
other times
where I realize, like, okay, well, like I got to go upstairs, put on some clothes, but I'm like, I'm still going to rock the robe for a little bit. It's comfy.
Is there one way that's better than the other, either without clothes on?
Without clothes is easily the best
I've ever felt.
Best I've ever felt in my life.
Go in commando.
It is so freeing to be like, because when you have a towel, you know, you're always like, if you walk around in the towel, it's like, well, the towel's going to fall and you got to hold it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No worries on that now. I'm just laying around in a robe.
In a towel with a belt, basically.
And like, and if you're laying on a bed in your towel, the towel is naturally wet. Yeah. So the bed's getting wet and you can't stay there long. Robe, well, I've already dried off with the towel. Now I got a robe. I'm hanging.
Yeah.
I'm reading a book. Maybe I'm checking Instagram. I'm living the robe life. You know, it was comedian Jim Gaffigan who kind of gave robes a bad name.
Really?
Because he had a whole thing about it. He goes, I got a robe for Christmas. I can't wait to get sick. That's the only time you can wear robes. No, my friend. Just take a shower, rock the robe however long you want. And I will say, on the weekends, much like anything with our lives, because we have such weird hours, and so we don't really get to enjoy mornings. Like, we don't get to, like, wake up and like shower and take our time in the mornings. Usually it's like wake up, shower, go.
Yep.
Like we're moving. So like on the weekends, like when I can wake up, like if I go work out and then I come back and I shower, and then it's like, oh, I get to lay around now. I get to like enjoy my breakfast, or like have a cup of coffee in a mug and not have to like talk to people.
If it's that cozy and you stay home like all day on a weekend, which we all do from time to time, would you be willing, or would you wear your robe the entire day to the point where maybe you'd sit down for dinner and you were still in your robe?
No, I do think there's a little bit of, I don't know the exact limitation, but I wouldn't stay that long. I would probably like stay in it for like an hour or two at the most.
Wow.
And
okay.
Because it's just come for, and like, especially if like, as my wife and I are watching The Sopranos, shout out Tony Soprano. Rocking a robe a lot
in that show.
Yes, true.
Big robe guy in
Tony's
the show.
Tony's so bro.
You keep working on that one, bud. You got it. You're going to get there. And
yeah, he's thinking.
But like,
you
watch a couple of episodes of that in a robe. Comforting.
Oh, Roby Soprano. That was better.
All right. Hello.
Kyle, let me ask you this. Do you also smoke out of a pipe?
No, but I want to, you know?
I feel like that's the next step, right?
The next step is
the gateway
pipe
drug
smoking.
To just like lighting a pipe and sitting on an ottoman in front of
because we don't smoke in our place, though. So like, I'd have to go outside to smoke a pipe, and I'm not going outside in my robe. I'm not Tony Soprano.
Do you have a fireplace?
What do you think I am? I'm the third mic on the morning show. I think I can afford a fireplace anymore?
I think first comes the robe, then comes the pipe. Then comes the fireplace, then comes the baby in the baby carriage. Like, that's it, the, just, the
why
natural...
are we looping this back around to you guys trying to convince me to have a kid? I'm not having a kid.
Because I want you to put on the Suburban 10.
Oh, my gosh.
I can tell.